The Micro Language Lab, Learning the 6809, is a presentation of Green Mountain Micro.
I'm going to take a quick departure from my prepared text here to say that this is probably the most mind-boggling concept in computer programming, floating point representation we're about to jump into, so take a lot of time with this lesson. That said, I'll ask my rhetorical questions. What is a number? Which is something I've been wanting to ask just about every session, but I think it's time for it now. What is a number? No matter what comes to mind in response to the question, what is a number, it's probably right, and that means the computer has to deal with it. Somehow, the binary data just has to be arranged to handle all those conceptions. Numbers might include integers, both positive and negative, and you know about those. Floating point decimal numbers, those are numbers with fractional amounts. Fractions themselves, irrational numbers, transcendental numbers, transcendental functions, different number systems. Things like identification or code numbers, scales, scientific ranges, money, and very large or very, very small numbers. Some of these, like floating point numbers and money, are just slight conceptual variations of each other. Others, like transcendental numbers and different number-based systems, are strikingly dissimilar. Learning the details of handling all these different numbers in assembly language would in fact require a separate course. So I'm going to limit my discussion to simple numbers. Once you've gotten this session down, you'll be ready for all the rest. You understand positive and negative integers, so I mean to go one step further to floating point numbers and how they are represented in binary notation. Floating point is computerese for numbers in complete form, positive or negative numbers with integer and fractional portions. All numbers in the color computer's BASIC are stored as floating point numbers, whether they look like integers or not. The number 10, for example, is actually thought of as 10.0000000, with the computer's internal hexadecimal representation 84200000000. 1,000,000 is thought of as 1,000,000.00, with the internal hexadecimal representation of 94742400000. The simple sounding number 0.1 becomes 0.10000000 and is represented in the computer by hexadecimal, here's a good one, 7D4CCCCCCD, and 1,000,000th, 0.0000010, is stored as hexadecimal 6D0637BD06. Well, don't expect these hexadecimal patterns to make any sense whatsoever as I read them to you. They are, in fact, 5-byte groupings capable of representing any number from -170,141,173,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 141,173,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 accuracy. That is, only the first 9 digits are used for the actual computations. This is excellent accuracy, far better than my old 4-digit slide rule, but not always enough for the modern age of high technology with its measurements of astronomical vastness or molecular smallness. By understanding how floating point numbers are represented, it is possible to extend the accuracy of numbers to as many digits as you need. No matter how fast the machine's speed, handling such large numbers will take time. But handling large and small numbers will be possible, even via BASIC. Now, to what those numbers mean. The principle is, once again, disarmingly simple. Let me start the explanation as if you were using a decimal computer instead of a binary one. Take the decimal number 1234567.89. Now, say this decimal computer you own has a precision of 10 significant digits. The number is really 1234567.890 for your computer then. And of course, this decimal computer doesn't have a decimal point inside the number. It can only store information on where the decimal point is. It won't actually put one there except for display on the screen to you. So the number is 1234567.89, meaning the decimal point is between the 7th and 8th positions. So by storing 7 followed by 1234567890, you could say that the number stored in your special decimal computer is 1234567.89 with the trailing zero dropped. Simply by changing your descriptive information, you can change the number's power of 10. By storing 12 followed by 1234567890, you automatically know that the number you want is 1234567890000. Think of that. By storing 1 followed by 1234567890, the number becomes 1.2345679. That first number becomes a description of where the decimal point goes. There's no difference in the color computer's representation of numbers from the description of my imaginary decimal computer. The 5 bytes used to describe a floating point number on the color computer are in binary. Now that's the key, binary, not hexadecimal, complete binary. To represent 1 million as 94742400000 is to store it with one descriptive byte telling you where the point is, plus a string of binary digits. Here's a case where hexadecimal is absolutely useless. Binary is the only solution to seeing it. That 94742400000 just doesn't show you anything. So here's how it goes. The exponent byte comes first, and that's a power of 2, essentially a description of where the decimal point goes. And in this case, I'm going to coin a term. It isn't a decimal point because it's not decimal notation, so I think it should be called a binaural point, since this is binary notation. And that's the term I'm going to use. So you linguistic purists, you can ignore that. I'm going to use it anyway. Binaural point. 80 is the central value around which this binaural point swings. From 81 to FF represent from 1 to 127 places to the left of the binaural point, numbers greater than 1. From 01 to 7F represent from 127 to 1 places to the right of the point. Let's clear that up. Back to the number 1 million, stored as 94742400000. 80 is the pivot point, so 94 minus 80 is 14. That means that this number has hex 14, that's decimal 20, digits to the left of the binaural point. I'll write the remainder of this in binary from here on. The number is 0111, 0100, 0010, 0100, and 16 more zeros after that. You're definitely going to want to follow me in the book. The leftmost bit of these 32 digits is used as the sign bit. As usual, 0 is the positive sign and 1 is the negative sign. In numerical terms, exactly why is difficult to explain, but become clear to you with experience. This bit is assumed to be a 1 for purposes of calculation. That is, since any number's got to have some digit to multiply by other than 0, at least 1 1 will appear. And that's the case no matter whether the number is positive or negative. So whether the sign bit is 1 or 0, this bit is included in the calculation as if it were a 1. It's called normalization. It's normalized to a 1. So turning back to the binary string of digits, it becomes 1111010000100100 and 16 more zeros. Since the binaural point is after the 20th position, hex 14, count over from the left. The left, for one of the rare times in computer terms, is the first rather than the zeroth position. So putting the point in place makes the number read 1111010000100100000. Point 0000000000. Now you do one of two things. The first option is to sum the powers of 2 to calculate the result, starting from just left of the point. 0 times 2 to the 0 plus 0 times 2 to the 1 plus 0 times 2 to the 2, keeping the sum as you move on up to 1 times 2 to the 19. That's actually the sum of those with 1s are 2 to the 19 plus 2 to the 18 plus 2 to the 17 plus 2 to the 16 plus 2 to the 14 plus 2 to the 9 plus 2 to the 6th, which when you add it up comes out to decimal 1 million. As an alternative, you can break the binary into 4-bit groups, again starting from the immediate left of the point, and convert those to hexadecimal. It's a little bit more cumbersome unless you have a hexadecimal calculator. It becomes F4240, and according to my hexadecimal calculator, that is indeed 1 million in decimal. I recommend the first method, summing the powers of 2, for your own personal calculations. I'm going to take you through a few of these for practice. Let me hand you just any 5-bit group that comes to mind as I put this lesson together. I'll keep it positive and large until you get the hang of it. Let's say the bytes you see are 9F667D801F. Write them down. 9F667D801F. The leftmost byte of this 5-byte group is the power of 2 exponent. And recall, that revolves around the 80 pivot point. 9F minus 80, then, is 1F. So you know that this number is 1F, that is, decimal 31, digits long before the point. The digits themselves are 667D801F, which, when translated into binary, become 0110, 0110, 0111, 1101, 1000, 0000, 0001, 1111. Again, please follow along the book or write these down. The leftmost bit is the sign bit. It's 0, so we know this is a positive number. Now you can replace that 0 with the normalized 1 for calculation purposes, and the number becomes 1110, 0110, 0111, 1101, and so forth. Well, the binary point is after the 1F digit. That's the 31st digit. So the binary number now is 11100011100011000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 the zero, following from the immediate left now of that binary point. 2 to the 0 plus 2 to the 1 plus 2 to the 2 plus 2 to the 3 plus the next one is 2 to the 14 plus 2 to the 15. It's 0 in between. So 2 to the 17 plus 2 to the 18 plus 2 to the 19 plus 2 to the 20 plus 2 to the 21st. And there's a couple of zeros there. Then 2 to the 24th plus 2 to the 25th. A couple more zeros. Then plus 2 to the 28th plus 2 to the 29th plus 2 to the 30th. And that works out to 1,933,492,239 decimal. Remember, you start from the immediate left of the point and sum up the powers of 2. Result, 1,933,492,239. But what about that point 1 at the end of the binary string? What is it and how do you use it? In decimal, the numbers to the right of the decimal point represent negative powers of 10, or if you like, 1/10, 1/100, 1/1000, 1/10000, etc. In binary, the numbers to the right of the point represent, and you probably guessed it by now, negative powers of 2, 1/2, 1/4, 1/8, 1/16, 1/32, 1/64, etc. So that point 1 at the end represents 1/2. Or in decimal, 0.5. The resulting number should therefore be 1,933,492,239.5 on the color computer. Well, that's both right and wrong. A few minutes ago, I said that the color computer's basic accuracy is only 9 digits. That's a choice made mostly for reasons of speed and consistency on the computer. So if you type x equals 19334922395, which is the result we got calculating from the hex digits, and enter it on the computer, your print x will reveal 1.93349224e plus 0.9. That's basic scientific notation for 1.93349224 times 10 to the ninth. In other words, not what we got, which was 1,933,492,239.5, but rather 1,933,492,240. Only 9 significant digits are used, so part of the number gets rounded off and abbreviated by color basic. Okay, another random example. Stay with me, and we'll get through to the end of this, and then you can review. Here's another random example. 7C9132 2F00. Write it down to work with. 7C9132 2F00. 7C in the first position is the exponent byte, but this time it's less than the 80 pivot. This is a number with values all to the right of the decimal point. That is, the number is less than 1. 7C is minus 4 binary positions, so you know the number in binary begins with 0.0000. The hexadecimal for the rest of the number is 9132 2F00, which is in binary 1001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0000 0000. The 1 in the leftmost position of this group of binary digits means that this time we've got a negative number. Now that you know that, you also remember that it is normalized to 1 for purposes of calculation, so the result is pretty much the same. With 0.0000 in front of it, it now becomes 0.00001001 0001 0001 and so forth. It has 4 zeros in front of that binary string of numbers. These are now fractional powers of 2, all of them. You must sum 1/2 plus 1/4 plus 1/8 and so on and so on. You can think of this calculation as 0 times 1 over 2 to the first plus 0 times 1 over 2 to the second, etc. In this case, the specific numbers that are in place are 1 over 2 to the fifth plus 1 over 2 to the eighth plus 1 over 2 to the 12th plus 1 over 2 to the 15th plus 1 over 2 to the 16th, plus 1 over 2 to the 19th, plus 1 over 2 to the 23rd, plus 1 over 2 to the 25th, plus 1 over 2 to the 26th, plus 1 over 2 to the 27th, plus 1 over 2 to the 28th. Follow along in that binary number. You see with summing all the positions that contain 1s with their respective negative powers of 2. And so the resulting number is minus 0.0354482494295. Your color computer would report that as slightly less precise, minus 0.0354482494. The number stored in the computer as 7C9132 2F00 becomes minus 0.0354482494. While we're at all this, let me bring you back briefly to the example I gave at the start. I said that 0.1 was represented as 7D4CCCCCD, which sounded remarkably complex at the time. Have a look. 7D is a right of the point prefix of 0.000. And the number 4CCCCCD translates to binary 0100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100 1100, straightforward on from there. And then together with the prefix, it reads 0.000, 1100, 1100, 1100, and so forth. Calling that out in powers of 2, it's 1 over 2 to the 4th plus 1 over 2 to the 5th plus 1 over 2 to the 8th plus 1 over 2 to the 9th plus 1 over 2 to the 12th plus 1 over 2 to the 13th plus 1 over 2 to the 16th plus 1 over 2 to the 17th plus 1 over 2 to the 20th plus 1 over 2 to the 21st plus 1 over 2 to the 24th plus 1 over 2 to the 25th plus 1 over 2 to the 28th plus 1 over 2 to the 29th, plus 1 over 2 to the 32nd, plus 1 over 2 to the 33rd, plus 1 over 2 to the 35th. And that calculates, if you bother calculating this complex number, to 0.1000000000582. Notice that residual 0.0000000000582 tacked onto the end of the number. That's the tiny binary error that you've probably experienced creeping into certain basic complex calculations. Well, more on that error and other floating point concepts after a break. You are probably weary of listening to all those calculations as I am to reading all those zeros and ones. They will get both easier and unnecessary later. For the moment, I would like you to review the lesson up to this point, book in hand, calculating along with me on paper or on your hand calculator. Do it all. There's a lot of this floating point math, and understanding how to push around those bits is vital if you wish to work with numbers on your computer. Get that calculator, get that pencil and paper, and do all the work. Don't skip a bit of it. Do it all, and I'll be back.
Please review the concept of floating point numbers. When you are confident of the theory of floating point binary notation, return to the tape. Turn the tape off now.
Here's a summary of floating point numbers. As stored in BASIC's variable table, they consist of 7 descriptive bytes. The first 2 bytes are the variable name. The last 5 represent the number itself. The first byte of the group of 5 is the binary exponent, from 2 to the minus 127th to 2 to the plus 127th. The next 4 bytes are called the mantissa, that is, the number itself, expressed in binary digits. The leftmost bit of the 32-bit group is normalized to a 1 for purposes of calculation, but as stored, it represents the sign of the number. This complex-sounding process provides, in 5 bytes, the ability to store decimal numbers across the range plus or minus 1.70141176 times 10 to the 38th, that's 2 to the 126.999999, all the way up to plus or minus 5.87747201 times 10 to the 39th. That's 2 to the minus 126.999999. And it stores all that with 9 digits of accuracy. There are 2 ways to access basic variables from machine language. One way is via the USR command, and the other is by accessing BASIC's own variable table. The variable table storage is the one I've been describing. There is another slightly different kind of storage when the variable is transferred via the USR command. It's described in the Extended BASIC Manual on pages 147 and 149 under the heading USR Function Arguments. You've already read part of this, but now it should make more sense. Take a few minutes to reread that now, and pay special attention to the description of the floating point accumulator.
Open the Extended Color BASIC Manual and reread pages 147 through 149, headed USR Function Arguments, concentrating on the new information on page 147. Read this thoroughly, as it now applies to your understanding of binary floating point representation. Return to the tape when you have completed the reading. Turn the tape off now.
You haven't been told the whole story in that reading. You should know that the contents of VARPTR, variable pointer, X, minus 2, and VARPTR, that's variable pointer X, minus 1, are the variable's name. VARPTR is an excellent function, one that machine language programs can use extensively. Just for a taste of the use of variable pointer, type and enter X equals 1. Simply, X equals 1, and enter. Print X will display the number 1. Do it to be certain. Print X, enter. Now, poke. VARPTR, parentheses, X, close parentheses, comma, ampersand HFF. Look in the book to make sure you're typing this correctly. Poke, VARPTR, parentheses X, close parentheses, comma, ampersand HFF. Print X, the screen will show the result 8.5070591 8E plus 37. Well, variable pointer x, VARPTER x, is the exponent of the number, and that poke with FF raised that number to an enormous power. Now, something new. Poke, VARPTER parentheses x close parentheses comma 1. Once again, that's poke, VARPTER parentheses x close parentheses comma 1. The result is just the opposite. Print X will reveal the amazingly small value 2.93873588E minus 39. Now get things in range. Poke VARPTR parentheses X close parentheses comma ampersand H 88. That's poke variable pointer parentheses X comma ampersand H 88. Now print X. You've got 128. Now mess around with the rest of the number. Poke variable pointer X plus 3 comma 1. Poke variable pointer VAR PTR parentheses X close parentheses plus 3 comma 1. And then print X. Now it's 128.000015. Okay, how about poke VARPTR parentheses X close parentheses plus 2 comma ampersand H AA. It's 128.664078. Variable pointer X is the power of 2 exponent. Variable pointer X plus 1 through variable pointer X plus 4 are the binary digits of the mantissa. Poke around with the 5-byte descriptor at the end of this lesson. It should give you additional perspective on how these numbers are stored. As a real exercise, poke variable pointer X through variable pointer X plus 4 with random numbers and see if, by knowing the result of print X, you can determine those 4 numbers. With the description I've given you, you should be able to do it. It'll take time, but you should be able to get through it. One more time for that description. 5 bytes. Power of 2 exponent first, 32 binary digits next, with the leftmost the sign bit, but considered to be 1 for purposes of calculation. When you've got a good handle on the floating point representation, you're ready for the next session. Give it a try, enjoy it, and I'll talk to you next time. There's a program coming up right now.
Find program number 30 in the book and follow the instructions. This is a basic program. Turn this tape off until you are ready to load the program. Turn the tape off now. You should have loaded a basic program. List this program and compare it to program number 30. If it appears correct, please continue with this tape. Otherwise, rewind to the program listing and try again.